So we're standing in a place where I can see cotton grass. I can see red spruce trees, bald goldenrod, wild raisin. If I were in Canada, in places like Ontario and Quebec and New Brunswick, and we're out in the bogs in those provinces, I'd see the exact same plants. As the climate warms, which it's almost certainly going to continue to do because the amount of emissions we've already put in the atmosphere, will these plants be able to survive in a place like Cranesville? Will Cranesville swamp itself be able to survive? And that's an important question. Of the large mountain wetlands in the central Appalachians, we are near the lower elevation for them. A lot of the high elevation wetlands, like in Dolly Sods and Canaan Valley, are hopefully in a better position just because of the higher, colder, snowier environments. But we can take steps to assure that Cranesville swamp is more likely to survive as well. If we can maintain the overall integrity of the wetland and the landscape, make sure that important things like water flow can continue, as long as we can make sure that certain ecological features that help create a cooler climate here, such as having a lot of conifers like spruce, which can create additional shade, are present. As long as we can minimize the other kind of disturbances, such as non-native species, that also could harm these plants so that they don't have to face additional threats besides climate change, we can increase the odds that Cranesville swamp and all the wonderful things that live here will be able to survive the coming climate change. But we also need to take the steps necessary to make sure that those changes stop as soon as we can, including reducing emissions and doing the other things that we need to do to make sure that we don't alter the climate more than what natural systems can adapt to.